She's stuck inside my mental. She got a body like a temple. Even though she drives me crazy, I tell everyone that's my baby. She's pretty like a 4K sunset.
Why are you laughing? Baby from the Midwest.
Cause I already know it's gonna be a rough one, bro.
Hey, everybody!
What's up, y'all?
Welcome back. I am beautiful
and I'm Ace,
and we are
together real bad.
Why are you laughing at
Because I just know what it's about to be. And it's okay because we can't be on our A game all the time.
Yeah, I'm struggling.
Struggling
really, really bad. Like, I am so tired.
She was trying to get out of it. I was like, no, we can't. We got people counting on this. All 65 of y'all that follow us on Apple Podcast. Thank y'all.
Really? Y'all count on this?
Yeah.
Because I was like, I'm in my head, I want to ask to push this back.
Push it back to when? It's supposed to drop tomorrow, Sunday, April 14th.
We could have posted next Sunday, and I'm sure everybody would have been okay.
Nah, you got to show up where the people are. But I will say, what's probably going to happen is because of your schedule, we will start dropping on Tuesdays, starting the next Tuesday in 2 weeks.
Yeah, because
like, I know this isn't funny to everybody else, but I just know, like, I already know the vibes. I already know. And it's okay because, you know, you showed up and that's the most important thing. So again, we're going to start, instead of dropping on Sundays, we're going to move it to Tuesdays to better accommodate Beautiful's schedule. So the drop will be on Tuesdays. It gives us a little bit more time to record. And you don't have to be stressed on Saturday, Sunday, and or Monday.
Okay.
Well, it's got to get done Monday because I need time to, not that I edit. Mm-hmm. I just need time to, you know, throw the music in there and put it up. Does that sound good?
That sounds good. Where can they follow us at?
If you'd like to follow us, you can follow us on TikTok, which is together.real.badpod. Same thing for Instagram. We also have a website, which... I think I tell y'all every week I'm going to update that. And I've been doing a terrible job. Why? Because I got other stuff going on.
Yeah.
But that website is togetherrealbad.com. You can drop us an email at togetherrealbad@gmail.com. Or you can just hop in our inbox on any one of those, Instagram, TikTok. We also have a YouTube page that I never talk about that we typically broadcast live stream to with no viewers, but that's okay. We just out here, you know.
Out here vibing.
So.
Yeah, but speaking of what, you know, you have a lot going on. What is it that you have going on?
Well, this Goldman Sachs program for my business is, it's like being in school and trying to get a master's degree. Like, that's what I feel like.
I doubt it's like getting a master's degree. Why do I sound like I'm echoing?
I just said, that's what I feel like. I don't know. All right, what you trying to say? Do you have a master's?
Yes.
I do. I knew that. Okay, so what you trying to say, because I don't be doing enough, it's not like it's trying to get a master's?
I didn't say you're not doing enough. You're doing a hell of a lot.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying I don't think it's like getting a master's. It's definitely like being in school.
I feel like I say that because I feel like the curriculum is like very brain intensive.
Mm.
And I'd be using the hell out of some AI.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
I was watching Abbott Elementary earlier this week, and they had an episode about like AI and how they have this software that detects AI in like writing or whatever. Mm. I almost felt like a warning to kids because now that AI is becoming like super popular.
Yes.
Like, a lot of kids are going to start trying to use AI to write their papers.
Three times three is 9. Put that boy. What is 3 times 3? Thanks.
No. Not even math, but I'm talking about writing everything. Full papers. Yeah.
All of the above. You could put a problem in there and it'll spit it out. And then if you ask it like, hey, can you spit this problem out, but also show your steps? It'll do that too.
Yeah. Okay. I believe you. I mean, I've used it a few times.
Oh God, I've been using it so much lately. It's been saving my life. I ain't gonna lie. You just got to know how to use it and use it in a constructive way, obviously, to compliment your work, not do it for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, they were like, they definitely put a warning out to the kids that watch Apple Elementary that all right now, since AI is out, y'all gonna have to start. You still got to do y'all do your work.
Does your work.
Yeah, because they had this software like that detected almost the same like how they do plagiarism. You remember how they had
you could put it in a website or something,
exactly, and then they could detect how much percentage of it was plagiarized.
Yeah,
it was literally the same thing.
I never plagiarized anything per se.
There's so many ways to plagiarize that you don't even know that you're doing it when you do do it.
That's true.
Like if you don't cite something the right way, you're plagiarizing.
That's, do they even cite anymore? Like, is that a thing? Do you still?
I don't even know. I said that at the tip of my, like out the dome. Like I remember how to do it. That shit, we used to have to cite everything. Like I remember having one paper that maybe two pages were all of my proof. Like everything I had.
This for your master's?
No, this was for undergrad, I believe.
You used to have to do indexes and I don't even remember how you used to cite stuff in the parentheses in the bottom. It was like, it was just stupid in my opinion. Like who uses that now? Nobody.
Or maybe somebody. We're so far removed from school that
maybe
we don't know. We don't know anybody in school.
Do I know? JoJo's in school, but I don't know her like that.
She's in medical school.
School.
Okay. Oh, and Laren's Tam, kids. Well, they're babies.
Oh.
Tam is in school. She's actually about to graduate.
Yeah. Maybe ask her, like, do you still have the psych shit?
I'm sure she does. And she's a writer. She loves writing.
Oh, my God. She does?
Yeah, right?
Ugh.
I forgot how many pages she said her dissertation was. And she graduates in May.
That's right up her alley then, if she loves writing, because
not me. I've always been like not a terrible writer. I've been like the kind of writer that's very concise in what I need to say and spit out, because I feel like everything that you need to say don't need to be written down in 10 pages.
I guess like if you're doing a dissertation, they want a very like detailed paper about it to make sure you know what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah, no, for a dissertation I get that. Oh, okay. But I'm talking about like if I'm in, you know, what, junior in high school, and you're asking me to write an essay on summarizing a book with the different, you know, topics that the book talked about. Mm-mm. I don't need 10 pages to do. I don't need 7.
You need one page.
One. I need a couple paragraphs with seven sentences in each paragraph.
I do feel like sometimes those teachers were just giving you work because they had like a quota or
but why would you even want to grade and read all of that stuff? Like, why would you do that to yourself?
They probably don't read it. They probably pick one page and look at it and then be like,
I doubt that. I remember people getting their papers back and it would be hella red shit on it. Like hella marks.
They might have teachers that used to do it too.
True. I'm not talking about college though. I'm talking about high school. That's where I'm going back to. Yeah. College, I don't even know why they do that to themselves. Like, what for?
I mean, because they probably only have like 3 classes total I don't know how many kids or students in there, but they also have teacher's aides that can read too. And they probably give it all to the teacher's aides. So, and I feel like topics are so subjective. Like, if I think one thing and you think another, what makes me wrong? I don't know. That's why I didn't go and get a master's. I was done with school. I did go back for graphic design, but circumstances didn't allow me to finish.
Yeah, I only got my master's because
somebody
told me to.
Yeah, no.
My mama said, you not finna stay home and not do nothing. I ended up getting my master's online and working full time at the same time. That's not what I had planned for myself after graduating undergrad. And the reason why she made me go get my master's is because I wasn't ready to go to law school. Like I just knew I wasn't the type of student that I was.
Yeah.
Waste of money. But it all turned out to be a waste of money anyway. So I digress.
I'm not using my stuff. I'm not working in my field of study either. So I don't get it. I think a lot of people nowadays are opting not to go into debt. I didn't even say going to school. I said going to debt.
Right. These kids are way smarter than we were. Man. Listen to our mamas and having them put freaking loans in our names. And
that's all they knew, though. Our parents just go get a grow up, go to school, go to college. Now there's so many different paths.
You know, if I like, because I'm really interested in hair. If I got into hair as much as I am now, like when I was younger.
Yeah.
Do you know where I would be? Like, I think about that often. I'm just like, and I'm like kicking myself.
It's not too late.
No, I feel like, not that it's too late, but I just don't have the time.
Oh, well, yeah.
There's not enough time in a day.
Well, you have to create the time at some point. When we're like good, financially stable, then you have options when that happens. So
life be life. It's been life in lately.
And it's okay. We're going to work through it.
Hot time, boss. What'd she say? I'm tired, Grandpa.
Well, that's too damn bad. What is that from?
Holes.
Oh, I don't think I've ever seen that.
Yeah, I'm gonna go to that movie so you can see that. Okay, that scene specifically.
Okay, got it.
All right. For pop culture, we don't have much. OJ Simpson did pass away.
Did he do it, y'all? That's what I wanna know.
Oh my God.
I remember in eighth grade, we were sitting there watching in eighth grade, like when they used to have a TV hung up on the wall, like the tube type TVs, sitting there watching the trial. Why are we watching the trial in school? It was that big of a deal. And when they said not guilty, all the little black kids got up and was like, yeah.
Are you serious?
All of our teachers were white.
Wait, what year was that?
1996, I think.
I wasn't even in school.
Damn.
1996, I was 5 years old, so I might have been in kindergarten. Maybe preschool.
Oh, so you have no clue about
No idea. I mean, now as an adult, I know a little bit more about the trial, right? But not when he was on trial. And
it was a huge deal. That's all you need to know.
Yeah, I mean, when you was in eighth grade watching the trial, what you know about trial and justice?
I don't know how they weaved it into our curriculum, but we were damn sure watching it. So, yeah.
Awesome. Well, condolences to his family.
Absolutely.
What else? Oh,
South Carolina.
Yes, yeah, Staley. Yeah. I keep saying Stanley. I don't know why. Don Staley. Congratulations to them.
Yeah, man. They kicked ass.
For sure.
I was happy that they won.
Me too. Mm-hmm. Did we see the end of the game? Or you did? I was at work.
Yeah, I watched it. No, you were sleeping.
Oh.
I watched the end. And you asked me the next morning, who won? And I told you, it's like, did you watch it? I was like, yes. And then I showed you the last few minutes of it.
Yeah.
But
how they just threw people in.
We won. Let them play.
Oh, no, that was the men's game that they just threw people in.
I think they did that with their game too. They were up enough to do that because there was one young lady that went in that had like season ending surgery, and so she had her brace on and she was like limping around.
No,
I know, but she got in. So get your varsity jacket. I was gonna say, Dawn Staley can dress. She does have some style.
She does.
And Travis Scott just gave her a pair of his shoes. I was slightly jealous. I saw it on Instagram. Meh. It was dope though. But I'm gonna show you her whole Nike outfit that she had on. Mm-hmm. That boy is fire.
She's very attractive too. Like if she
what? Mm-hmm. Say what now?
Nothing.
Wait. What happened?
Never mind.
Nah. Come on. What were we gonna say?
Nothing.
I
didn't finish forming the thought in my head. That's that ADD working.
Oh Lord. All right. Well, moving around. This is gonna be a tough one today, y'all, because she wanted to wing it because she was tired. So we didn't really have a plan, but we do have a topic, which is
friends.
How many of us have them? Friends.
You know, I've actually never heard the full version of that song. I only know those words.
Probably me too. But I know it's That's all you need to know, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Okay. I hope we don't offend anybody that's like really deep into like rap and its culture and stuff. Cause
oh, that's rap. Like it.
I think so. That's so terrible that I don't even know who that is.
Yeah, I just know the idea.
I just know the hook. That's it. Mm.
Mm. But all anyway, right. Yeah. So we're gonna talk about Friends.
Sorry about that, y'all. If y'all hear the dog barking in the background. The heck, it's hot and we got the window open.
Oh my goodness. So Friends, so we mentioned in the last episode that this is a topic we were going to kind of touch on, because your friends are also relationships that you have to nurture and make sure you kind of tend to those relationships as you would tend to relationships that you have with a partner.
Yeah.
So the reason for talking about this is because we always talk about us and how we make sure that we, you know, do right by each other, create a safe space and support each other in all the ways that we can.
Yeah.
And like recently I've been struggling to do the same or receive the same in some of my personal best friends, mm-hmm. you know, and outside of our relationship. Mm-hmm. So it's taken some time to sit back and think about it and think of ways that I can be better in those relationships, mm-hmm. and ways that I want to be better in those relationships and try to work towards that. So that's kind of where I am on the subject.
Yeah.
I see you and your best friend, you mentioned her name on the last episode, yeah, Lauren. Mm-hmm. And how you guys are and how she is even with me.
Yeah.
Like I can call her up and talk to her about anything or ask her anything. And she would do whatever it is that, you know, I needed help with, mm-hmm. with, you know, without a thought. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure if I have friends. I mean, I do have friends that would probably do that,
yeah.
but I don't have any friends that you could just call up. Like you don't have that relationship with them. And I feel like that's part of my fault because I don't have that relationship with them. Mm. And so, I just wanted to talk about, you know, different ways that you can be a better friend and things that I'm trying to work on little by little to make sure that I'm a better friend for my friends to be a better friend to me.
Yeah. I think when it comes to like Lauren and I, we've known each other for so long. Like we played softball together in fifth grade and then we ended up going to the same high school and we saw each other and it was like, oh yeah, let's hang out because we know each other. And I think that's why we have like the relationship that we have now, but it hasn't always been like that. Like we now talk probably every other day. Granted, we do have property together, but at the same time, getting here took a lot of work. Like we had to make an assertive effort to start to build our relationship. And honestly, like having this property together really helped that. And I'm grateful more so for the relationship than the property, honestly. She had gotten sick probably in like 2008, maybe. She had a baby and then she slipped into a coma right after the baby was born. And she had like an enlarged heart. And her family called me and was like, Lauren is in a coma. I'm like, what? So I like tell my boss, like, I gotta go. And so drove up to Detroit. And the day I got there, she actually came out of it. But after that, it was like, okay, we have to make an effort to just be better friends, like to be in each other's lives. And that took work, like remembering to talk and call each other, or having the trust that if I needed to confide in her that I could without judgment. And I think because the basis of our friendship was so good, even though we hadn't like talked, and honestly, like years, we even went to the same college, not the same college. We were in the same city for college and we probably saw each other out of 4 or 5 years, like 5 times, which is ridiculous. Yeah. Right. But we kind of went separate ways in our lives. And even in high school, like our senior year, like we fell out and neither one of us knows why. We just stopped talking. So I think the thing that I'm trying to say is like relationships have ups and downs. Friendships have ups and downs, just like relationships. And it's definitely something that you have to make an effort towards, but both parties have to be willing to make that effort, right? Yeah. Like you have to, no matter how much you don't feel like it, like make time to sit up and do nothing, or make sure y'all call or talk to each other every day and be able to confide in each other and create that safe space. And I think creating that safe space is just based on like how much you trust your friend. Mm-hmm. And it's also based on how much your friend trusts you, honestly, but what are the reactions that you've gotten in the past, right? Mm-hmm. If you've gotten some kind of reactions in the past that are like, no, then it's going to be really hard, in my opinion, to trust that person.
Yeah, for sure. I think the basis of it is like, I don't have any friends that live near me, best friends that live near me. Mm-hmm. And so
me either.
yours lives in Detroit.
Yeah.
But I'm the type of person that needs somebody. I need the person to be near me. Like mm-hmm. I need to see that person.
Right.
And this girl explains it on TikTok very well. She's talking about people with ADD, which we already had that conversation in a previous podcast episode about how ADD can affect relationships. Mm-hmm. And I never heard it being explained this way when it comes to friendships. And so what she was explaining was that when you have a friend that has ADD or ADHD, a lot of the times it may feel like they don't miss you or they don't miss people. Mm-hmm. And it's not that they don't miss people. It's that if the person is out of sight, out of mind, they have so much going on over on this side that they can't think about what's on the other side.
Yeah.
And with me in life and how busy I always am and how busy I like to be, it's hard for me to focus on things outside of what's right in front of me, let alone focus on the things that are right in front of me.
Yeah.
And so like lately I haven't been, you know, nurturing friendships that haven't been in right in front of me because I have other things going on.
Right.
And I've said that my New Year's resolution goal this year, one of them was to, be a better friend.
Yeah.
And so after seeing that TikTok and it being explained to me the way that it was, I was able to send that. I mustered up the courage mm-hmm. to actually send it to one of my best friends and tell her like, hey, you know, this is how I've been feeling lately about our relationship. And this video explains it to me perfectly of how I feel about my relationships outside of my relationship with Ace. Mm. And I was able to send that to her and explain to her, like, I do miss you. I want to be around. I feel like we need to get back to where we were before, but these are the reasons why we haven't been on my end and what I would like to see us, where I would like to see us in the very near future. Like, I understand it's going to take some time. It's going to take some work because we both have very busy lives.
Yeah.
Like, she's a whole wife. Like, she's married and she has a child who is in like 20,000 different sports, you know, and she has things that she has to take care of, even her personal life and her rekindling her relationships with her family and all that kind of stuff. So she has a lot going on as well. So I can't put it all on her because it's not on her.
Right.
It's on me as well. And so me being able to come to her and explain like, you know, these are my faults and these are where I fall short. This is where I fall short. But I want to get better and I want to build a better bond with you. I do understand that when we are together, our relationship thrives.
Mm.
Like we have so much fun together, but when we're not together, it's like crickets.
So what was her reaction to your post? Or what you sent her, the post you sent her.
Yeah, I mean, she looked at the post or whatever, but she didn't respond much to the post. She says she kind of like understands or whatever. Mm-hmm. She was saying how she does agree with me that, you know, when we are together, we do thrive. But she's been through so much these past, you know, couple years that she doesn't focus on things that she can't control. And that she doesn't want to focus on things that may stress her out or whatever, because it's not beneficial to her health. And I get that, but I guess my thing is, like, I don't know how to feel about that. Mm. Because, you know, there's other things, underlying things that we haven't talked about in our friendship that I brought up to her that I want to be able to talk to her about.
Yeah.
And it's not just from the fact that, you know, we don't see each other, so our friendship isn't thriving. It's from like past conversations that we probably haven't felt comfortable sharing with each other because of judgment or whatnot. But yeah, it's a lot that we have to work through, and I want to work through it. I think that her position on the feeling is like, hey, like, you know, if we work on it and it's not, you know, what we'd like it to look like, that's okay. Like, you'll just be my friend that this is how my friend is. And that reaction kind of makes me feel a way. It's like, why is that okay? Because we're so good. We're such good friends when we're together. Mm-hmm. Why can't we be those same good friends when we're apart? You know?
Yeah.
With that same token, I don't have that kind of relationship with my other two best friends from, you know, from college. Mm-hmm. You know, we talk every now and then, and when we get together, we definitely have a good time. It's the same feeling. Like, when we're apart, we're all busy with our lives. One is in school. One is just starting, opened up a business down in Atlanta. She just got married, yeah. You know, so like they have their own lives too, but I don't get the same.
Dang, bro, get that.
Damn, it keeps getting louder.
Sorry about that, y'all.
Dang.
Okay, go ahead.
But when we're apart, we're doing our thing. But when we get together, it's like back to the same thing. I can also say, but that these with these relationships, with these other two young ladies, we also don't talk about super deep things.
Mm.
And I don't know.
Like, none of y'all, like, you, I mean, it's not, there's not one person that feels like, you know, you'll be in a group chat and be like, you know, such and such happened to me, I need to vent. Like, none of y'all?
Well, we do vent to each other about certain things, but I'm talking about like deep, deep stuff, like mental health. Like, if one of us is going through an episode, or finances, or like, y'all, like, we could talk about men together, like what, you know, stupid stuff men do or whatever.
Yeah.
But none of the other topics. We never talk about religion or spirituality or anything like that. And I'm starting to think that, like, is it me?
No, I think so. I mean, I have other friends as well. Like, Z is a really, really good friend of mine. Deidre's a really good friend of mine. And I do feel like I could have those conversations with them, but we don't talk as often as Laren and I do. And Laren has been there, you know, through my other relationship, which was catastrophic. And so, you know, I've almost been forced almost to vent to her because I only felt safe venting to her because she's real matter of fact. She'd be like, what you need me to do? You want to ride? What's up? I mean, you know what I'm saying? I just know she's going to have my back. I know she's going to listen, and I know she's going to have some harsh words. Harsh meaning like reality check,
yeah,
kind of words. Like, yeah. But she'll also be like, hey, such and such and such and such, like, this is what I feel. But if you like it, I love it, and I'm a ride. But the second you don't like it no more, that's it. I'm done. You know, I'm done with it. So I just think also too, it comes with getting older. I really think that since Laren and I are old, like we're around the same age, right? And you're younger than us. I think it comes with a maturity, right, factor. Not to say that you guys aren't mature, but as I've gotten older, I've just realized that a lot of stuff that I used to care about, I don't care about no more when it pertains to what people think or how people are going to react. So if I tell you something one time and I'm being vulnerable and you have a certain kind of reaction, I know I'm not going to, I don't have to tell you that again. Like we won't, that's just not the connection that we have. So I know I can tell Lauren anything because I've told her stuff before and I've gotten a reaction that made me, you know, feel safe and feel comfortable. So, and I think too, not everybody has the capacity to have deep conversations outside of their relationships or at all. I really think it's a learned skill, outside of feeling comfortable. And so, to speak to your three best friends, it's something that you could start, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you feel comfortable enough with them and you have a problem or something you need to vent about, it just really comes to like putting them on a group chat and being like, y'all, I really need to talk. I need to have a deep conversation with y'all. It's not about a boy. It's not about a girl. It's about, you know, my mental health, or it's about, you know, my other friend. How do y'all think I can, you know, have a better relationship with them? Like somebody has to start it. Like between Lauren and I, one of us had to, you know, be vulnerable. I don't know who it was first. And then just trust that, hopefully that person will understand where you're coming from and want to actually listen and be of help. That's the other thing. They got to want to do it. Mm-hmm. Some people don't deal with emotions well, and don't know how to console people that are dealing with emotions. It's very uncomfortable. But
sometimes that's me.
Yeah.
That's why I said, I wonder if like, it's me. Like, am I the one that does this to myself? Cause I feel uncomfortable handling certain things, but I'm always the one that's always like right there. Mm-hmm. Like even when it comes to my sisters, like I feel like I can tell them things if I choose to, like if I wanted to, like yeah. those should be the people that I can tell like these, maybe like my deepest, darkest secrets to, mm-hmm. but I don't. And I think the part of the reason why that I don't is like, am I trying to protect my, I don't know, I don't want to use the word reputation, but like I've always been my image.
Yeah.
I've always been seen as like the strong one.
Mm-hmm.
In my sister circle for sure. And I don't ever want to seem anything less than that. So I've always I've been feeling like, you know, maybe, you know, that's probably the reason why I'm not forthcoming with a lot of information.
So is that like when I'm always like, hey, did you talk to your sister? Do you think that is kind of part of it?
No, like the whole like talking to them, like when, yeah, like every
getting
day,
in their business.
I don't be in their business like that. But we just don't have that type of, we've never been in each other's business like that. But at the end, it's another relationship that's out of sight, out of mind at the time. So it's not that I don't miss them. It's not that I don't want to talk to them.
Yeah.
I just don't.
And when I say getting their business, I mean like, hey girl, what's going on? How's your boyfriend? Okay, y'all having problems? Ooh, let's talk about that. I mean, I just mean like, I get that's getting in their business, but I just mean on a very surface level to start and then interacting. But I get what you're saying. I get out of sight, out of mind. But at the same time, it's like, I don't have sisters. I wish I did like have like family members that I could check on or go to or hang out with, or, you know, like a Destiny Kelly, Aria or Chanel, any of them, you know what I'm saying? Because those are people that you should feel safe with, safe enough to talk about things with, right? I understand that they may not be the case, but those should be the people that ride with you regardless of anything, regardless of whatever you say to them.
Yeah.
You know? They should ride with you. And I'm sure they would if you wanted to have a deep conversation.
That's what I said. I'm sure they would too. But yeah. I tend to not share things because of that reason.
Do you want to start sharing things with them like that?
Mm-hmm. Especially after Kelly texted me the other day, like, hey, sister, I meant to call you the other day. I miss you. Mm-hmm. What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, life be lifing.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, yeah, I got that twin sense.
Mm.
And I was like, yeah. And I wanted to cry right then. I wanted to start bawling.
Aww.
But then again, I was sitting in the car at work.
Oh, it's okay to cry.
I know it's okay to cry.
Anywhere.
But then, like, to have to get myself together to get in there and, you know, and yeah. teach some kids.
Yeah. I mean, you can always be like, look, y'all, I just got done crying. And it's okay to cry. Teach kids a lesson. I don't know. That's being super vulnerable. But, you know.
I'm not. They need to see me tough right now.
So they don't take advantage of you.
Bro. They already tried to take advantage of me these past couple of days. I'm not stupid. And I had to tell them that. Mm. I am not stupid.
I get it. I see you.
They just found out how old I am. Yesterday. They just found out how old I am. They thought that I was like between the ages of 19 and 24.
I mean, that's probably finding out how old you are is an automatic boost in respect a lot of times.
Yeah. One girl came in today and was just staring at me. And I was like, what? She was like, I still can't believe you're 32. She's stretching. She just got there and is staring at me.
Still on her mind.
You're right.
Mm. Well, you know what they say, black do not crack.
Right.
So how do you think, and we can cut it off soon because I know you're probably tired. You want to take a nap before you got to go back to work.
Gotta go back to work.
I'm sorry, babe. You talked about New Year's resolution. It's no longer the New Year's time, but you still make resolutions. So how do you feel like you can rectify how you feel or rectify these situations with your friends and family, whether it be like, I don't know, like schedule a Zoom FaceTime date, or it don't even have to be long. It'd be 10 or 15 minute check-in, or
yeah.
just pledge to, I don't know.
Oh, it's not going to be FaceTime. I don't want to, at least not right now. Like sometimes we'll call like Destiny on FaceTime, or
yeah.
Baby D has been requesting to call me. So I was on the phone with them the other day.
Okay.
But you know, something that I've already started working on is like reaching out and like saying like, hey, thinking about you or whatever, and leaving it at that, even like just to start.
Just to say, yeah, that's a good start.
And so I've been doing that. Also, I would like to make more time to hang out with people outside of you.
Yeah.
Even though you're not going to like it.
Mm.
But
hey, you can't like everything. It's got to deal with it.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah. I need to spend more time with my friends, and even just thinking about that, like it's like how the hell I'm gonna get there? I need a car. Like
yeah, it's overwhelming.
It is overwhelming.
I mean, it's gonna get figured out. It's just time. It just takes like everything happens in its own time, and you just gotta have faith that it's gonna work out because it just is. That's how I look at things. Shit is going to work out because it just is. Point blank, period.
Okay.
So it'll be okay.
You know, they were saying like, you know, with the eclipse happening, like there's going to be like a shift in like the spirit realm or
something. Mm-hmm. Is this for the good or the bad?
I don't know what it means for everybody, but definitely like people have been talking about how like heavy things have been on them lately and like just even the past couple of days, and I wonder if this is one of those feelings like that I've been having, like
yeah.
that has been heavy on me and like weighing on me, and I've been overwhelmed with among other things to the point where I can barely even take a nap. Like you said, I came in here and you said I fell asleep. That was the fastest you ever fell asleep. And I was like, was I asleep? Because I still was thinking about stuff as yeah. I'm, you know,
yeah.
there closing my eyes, trying to get to sleep.
You think about stuff like that before you go to sleep for the night too?
Yeah, all the time.
You should try meditating. In the more like when you wake up in the morning, for real. To like clear your thoughts. I mean, I don't do it, but I've heard people that like get up and do it. Like it's very helpful. Or having a morning routine, like every morning you get up, you might read a page or two in a book, meditate for 3 minutes, work out, shower. Like if you keep a consistent something, it's supposed to help.
Work isn't consistent enough because that bitch is making me tired.
No, something for, something for you, not for somebody else.
I'm just playing.
Something just for your playing. Wellness. Like I think too, as I get older, and I'm terrible, I'm not disciplined enough in that department yet to be consistent with it. But I do think about like a lot of wellness techniques a lot. Mm. Like I said, with the morning routine, especially with me not having to go somewhere consistently, it just helps get your day started a lot better. So just something, you know, something to think about.
That's another thing to add on my list of things to do.
No, it's not. No, yeah, it's not supposed to be that.
Because I still have to find time to go to the gym.
Well, and you will. You will. I mean, it is. But the some of the secret of that is getting up early. That's just what it is. I'm serious.
I'm not saying nothing.
I think a lot of times when we try and like start new endeavors, we think we got to go all in for an hour or all in for 30 minutes. No, it's not that. 5 minutes here, 10 minutes there, 2 or 3 minutes here and there. I mean, just take, it could be a 20 minute ritual that you do, whether it be just get up and you can do, you know, 100 jumping jacks as you get your heart going. It's exercise. And so like we did when we were working out, and it just turns into a habit, and then you get used to it. And then if you want to expand on it, you expand on it. I don't think we ever have to jump all in head first. The one of the podcasts that I edit, they call it micro adjustments. Mm. So you know, that's something to consider. Don't feel overwhelmed by something that's supposed to make you feel better. That's not the point.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be okay.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You want to go take a nap?
I want to go night night. I go night night.
All right, y'all. Well, that's it. Since you got to go take a little nappy nap.
Yeah.
So don't forget, we'll be dropping after this episode drops on Sunday, April 15th. Our next episode will be dropping that next Tuesday. So let me take a look at the calendar real quick and see what day that is so I can let y'all know. So if we're dropping one tomorrow, that Tuesday would be April 30th. So that's when y'all will hear from us again. We might try and record like a subscription type of podcast. We just trying to figure that out. We don't even know if that's a thing, because we might take the subscription one and turn it into a real one if we get into a bind and can't record. So we'll see. We'll keep y'all updated.
Yeah.
All right. That's all I got.
All right. Until next time.
Y'all be good.
Peace.
Even though she drives me crazy, I tell everyone that's my baby. She's pretty like a 4K sunset. Blue-eyed baby from the Midwest. Body so bad when she undressed. If I was your ex, I'd be upset. Little did he know I was up next. Big brown boy with the big flex. I